the Tis pack. The season to announce fabulous of everything deemed once audio the commentary is all reading, make a list to find significance in www.stuffandstuff.com to define oneself surveying the treasures only gathered over years of independent point of view by the sudden thought a day might come when all of this, all the pack rat had grown to cherish, all this wonderful the orders would vanish as if it had never existed.
The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide.
The glories of Greece and Rome had disappeared into the Dark Ages, hadn't they? Who could deny it might happen again? Tomorrow, even. Something must be done in the face of such a catastrophe. If the best that the pack rat's world had produced was in danger, it fell to those like itself, those most qualified to select what was in fact the best, to step forward. It fell to them, in sum, to make a list of what was worth preserving for all time, before it was too late. What should go on the list, then? What should the world never forget? The pack rat contemplated its heaped trove and began to choose the 10 best. But no sooner had it made its first selections than the pack rat found itself in something of a dilemma. Was the list to be the 10 best of its own lifetime? It asked itself. Or should it be the 10 best of the past century? What about the past millennium? Or all of recorded history? And was 10 enough? Should it instead be the 100 best, or even the 1,000? Where should the pack rat begin? And once begun, how could it be certain where to end? And surely there must be a clear hierarchy of some sort to the list. Adopting just any order of 1 through 1,000 wouldn't do when it came to the best of the best. Worse, what if the new Dark Ages the pack rat feared began before it had finished its task? A premature catastrophe was not out of the question, after all. Or suppose the list, by some twist of fate, never saw the light of day. Then again, suppose it did see the light of day, but not in its complete and ordered form. These were not trivial worries. Hanging in the balance was nothing less than the definition of life as the pack rat knew it. Clearly, it would need to have all of its wits about it for such an exacting and solemn task. The stakes were so high, the potential consequences of a momentary lapse in critical acumen were so grave, that it couldn't afford to make a single false step in judgment along the way. Ultimately, Lys told you who you were and why, the pack rat was convinced. This list must be my life, it exhorted itself. Then, after a moment, it added, or should I say, my life must be this list. Yet another difficult choice to be made.